When Community of Cultures returns, meet a Chinese woman who left the business world to enter the art world. She's revived a 2,000-year-old art form. Chicago is also now home to the nation's foremost expert on an ancient Chinese art form. Once a successful engineer, Amy Lee Sagami left the corporate world, gave up the steady paycheck to become an artist. As it turns out, it's her science background that makes her work so unique, work that reflects both the Asian and the American in her.
Her signature represents a blend of the old and the new.
It's created on the water, very much like a cloud moving against the sky. And your eye just interprets it as the landscape. You see images, you see angels, you see mountains and river.
A marriage of science and art, East meets West. Two cultures flow into one. It is Amy Lee Sagami's life story.
When I was little, I wanted to be a dancer. I wanted to be in the Peking Opera, be one of these, you know, Peking opera star. I wanted to be a ballerina in the New York City Ballet, but my dad wouldn't have it. If I were to study dancing of any form, he showed me the door.
Instead, Amy studies math and physics, becomes a mechanical engineer.
Wore my bow tie, carry my attaché and all that whole bit. Until somehow it's just like peculiar. There's questions you start asking yourself, like, is this all there is?
She's abandoned corporate America, now reviving and perfecting a 2,000-year-old Asian art form called suminigashi.
I can start incorporate all the technical and research know-how that I have done and put it into this art form. I just couldn't stop it. It's just, just from there on, just one piece after another.
Suminigashi is painting on water. With a pointed brush, Amy applies paint to a surface of water.
When the ink touches the water, it's a way of letting go of the feeling. Let it flow. Go with the flow. It's almost like when you take cream, put a drop or two in the coffee, you see how it floats and swirls. That's the basic concept of it.
Using her physics knowledge, she controls the water's surface tension. When Amy sees the image she wants to capture, she lifts it with rice paper.
I think this art form is a way of educating the public that, take a look, it's not what you think, you know, you say, oh, it's just color. But if you get to know the piece, you can see images, meanings start coming forward. The same thing with Asian American and accepting the people who they are.
You'll find Amy Lee Sagami's artwork on CD and magazine covers. Her paintings are also on display in museums and inside the State of Illinois building right here in Chicago.